So here we are and a major part of the practice is to recognize here you are. And to be here, to really be here, is to be aware. And it is a marvel that we are able to be aware of anything. That this amazing universe should come together in such a way in you that you can be aware. How often do we take for granted the fact that we're aware? What is it like to be aware? Today we're going to offer instructions on mindfulness of emotions. And that this amazing universe should come together in such a way that you have emotions is also a marvel. Emotions are a part of a rich ecology. Of how we live in this vast universe. And to bring this amazing capacity for awareness to meet our emotions. To know we're having an emotion is a marvel. And as I offer instructions for mindfulness of emotions, I'll review what I taught yesterday on the acronym RAFT. Recognize, allow, feel, and tease apart. So first, feel yourself sitting here. The weight of your bottom firmly on your cushion, chair, or bench. As you exhale, perhaps you can release yourself into that pull of gravity. So you feel your body, your legs, your bottom, your feet, in contact with the floor, the chair, the mat, the cushion. That provides a foundation for you to be here. And then becoming aware of how the body experiences breathing. Perhaps as you exhale, letting the exhalation, the body exhaling, relax, settle, almost as if the pull of gravity helps settle the exhale. Perhaps as you exhale, to let go of thoughts and concerns. Or almost as if the weight or the tensions of your thoughts and concerns can settle down as you exhale. The thinking muscle can relax. And to prepare, bringing mindfulness to emotions, suggest you do this small exercise, and that is to bring your attention into your right hand so you can feel the sensations of your right hand. Whatever contact your hand is making with your other hand or with your other parts of your body. Feeling the warmth and coolness that might be there in your hand. The tingling or vibration or pulsing. The weight or the softness or the hardness. And as you are present for the sensations of your right hand, notice how you're aware of it. Notice the quality of your attention. Are you straining? Are you hesitating? Are you searching or are you receiving? Do you have preferences? Are you for or against your hand, the sensations? Are you for or against this exercise? And see if for a few moments here you could have an open, relaxed awareness of your right hand, as if your hand has complete permission to be the way it is. And you can just have an open awareness to the experience. And see if you can get a little sense of what it's like to have a relaxed, open, equanimous awareness of the sensations of your hand. And now with the same kind of awareness, see if you can become aware of how you're feeling. Whatever emotional state or mood or mental state there's here for you. It could be subtle, it could be strong. See if you can recognize what you're feeling. Calm, agitated, patient, impatient. Happy, sad, delighted, annoyed. Worried, confident, confused, doubtful, clear, confident. See if you can recognize how you are, and then allow it to be with this kind of awareness maybe that you had for your right hand. Allowing yourself to feel your emotional state without being for or against it. Open awareness of how you feel. And then let yourself feel in your body the experience of your emotional state. How does it feel? How is it experienced in the body? So I'd like to make room in your body to really let the body feel how you are. Letting go of stories, ideas. Perhaps recognizing how you're entangled with the emotional state, So you can tease apart your reactions to it, your judgments of it, your preferences, teasing apart any complexity you have to see if you can move towards feeling the simplicity of the emotional state, just the emotion here in the present, just as it is, as if it's allowed to be this way. It can be helpful to have the experience of breathing be the center of mindfulness, the home base. But if an emotion arises that's more compelling than your ability to stay with your breathing, then you can let go of your breathing and calmly and determinedly you can recognize the emotion, allow for it to be there, feel it with respect and care, and as you get to know it, to begin teasing apart that which is extra, that's added to it, so we can better experience the immediacy and the simplicity of each emotion that arises. And when it's no longer compelling, you can return to the breathing. Letting mindfulness and concentration grow on the breaths that you breathe, one breath at a time.